Today is September 20th, 2020. Today's Bible passage is taken from Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. I read this both in my study Bible and my message Bible. When I read this passage, I was drawn to ponder on the following verse. Verse 10 in chapter 1 reads, "Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ." I was reminded about a couple of conversations that I had had in the past with two different people. In the first instance, I was discussing this passage with a friend, and she was having a hard time with the thought of being a slave of Christ. She stated that the translation should be updated and that those who call themselves Christians should be considered servants of Christ, not slaves. It was a valid argument since the word slavery brings to mind the often savage dominance that a person holds against another, against his or her will. On a separate occasion, I had been conversing with another friend and this passage came up after a meeting at our church. He said he didn't mind being a slave of Christ, doing what is asked and serving God without question. I found both points of view to be valid. So what do I consider myself? Am I a slave or am I a servant? In this letter to the Galatians, Paul is surprised that many of them were accepting different variations of the gospel that he had preached to them. He was concerned that they were trading the truth that he preached for lies that they heard from someone else preaching an untrue gospel. Then he called himself a slave of God. Now I know I have said it before in one of my past episodes. Paul's conversion story is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It's a dramatic flash, then a wholehearted change that converted him. I have, in the past, placed myself in that story in prayer. I imagine watching the whole thing. Today I did it again, trying to figure out exactly when he came to the realization that he was a slave of God. Was it when he was knocked off his horse? No. Was it when he went blind? No. My heart tells me it was around the time when he received the Holy Spirit and he felt God's indescribable love. I mean, can you imagine? After he received the Spirit, he understood what God was saying to him. He understood the folly of his actions, actions that he could not take back. He was sorry for what he had done and he was ready to follow wherever God was sending him. He knew it would not be easy, no matter where he turned. Many Christians knew he was persecuting them, and they were not completely sure that they wanted to be around him. On the other hand, he went from persecuting Christians to being persecuted himself. I imagine his superiors must have thought it was witchcraft. After all, how could they explain a change that was so extreme? My thoughts now turn to my personal Pentecost, and yes, I believe that everyone who falls in love with God has a personal Pentecost. This is the time where, in our struggle to find ourselves, we let God in and we are blessed to feel the Holy Spirit in our hearts for the first time. It is an amazing feeling, and I know I felt overwhelmed with love for the first time in my life. I finally knew what pure love from God, the source of all life, felt like. To me, it felt like waves of joy bursting from my heart. I made a declaration that day to save as many souls as I could and bring them to accept God's ever-loving care. That day in my heart, the age-old question of what is the meaning of life was answered for me. It was to serve God with all my heart and soul and to bring His love to others. I wondered for a second here, if Paul felt the same as I did. Did he wonder if he had just realized what the meaning of his life was? Did he think like I did, believing himself a sinner, who had gotten it wrong in the past, who was afraid to mess up again? Did he wonder if anyone would listen to him? If he could reach anyone after all that he had done? I didn't know why my heart made that promise. I am, after all, just a tiny little mustard seed. So small. It seemed like a big promise and my heart was all in. But later, I had my doubts about how many lives I could touch, how much I had to offer. The promise I made to save as many souls as I can came from my heart before my mind could ask me how I expected to do such an incredible feat. Through many more years of prayer, I realized that God needed to be in charge of all my actions. He needed to put me where He wanted me, and I needed to listen, even if it was out of my comfort zone. I needed to do what He told me to do, knowing He would always be there for me. He knows best how to mold me into the person that He designed me to be. So, am I a servant or a slave? What best describes my relationship with God? I guess I am His servant. I will do whatever He asks of me, because He is always with me. I know I can always lean on Him, even if what He asks of me is hard for me to do. I guess I am His slave. I choose to be. I'm happy to be. I have found myself unable to turn away from His requests because I love Him. Because I know He loves me. I choose to let His will be done instead of mine. He has my complete trust. He is the kindest, most honest, loving God. He deserves all of me, and even if I don't know why He has placed me on a path where I encounter hardships, I close my eyes, take in a deep breath, and ask Him what it is that I need to learn here. Mostly, I neither describe myself as His servant or His slave. I describe myself as His child. Growing up, I can say my parents made me feel like a servant at times and a slave at others. Looking back, I know that they did the best they could, and they did it with all the love they had for me. I'm sure that I'm not the only one that feels that way about their parents. I appreciate them. As a child of God, I don't mind doing all I can for my loving Father in heaven. I trust Him and love Him more than I can describe, and I know that doing His will lead me to be my best self. I open my heart to Him, and He blesses me. I feel like I'm His favorite. Don't worry. I know that He has a lot of favorites. You are, in fact, one of His favorites, too. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. Read from my study Bible, NAB. I am amazed that you are so quickly forsaking the one who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, not that there is another. But there are some who are disturbing you and wish to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel other than the one that we preach to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, and now I say again, if anyone preaches to you a gospel other than the one that you received, let that one be accursed. Am I now currying favor with human beings or God? Or am I seeking to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a slave of Christ. Now I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel preached by me is not of human origin, for I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 12, read from the Bible in Contemporary Language, The Message. I can't believe your fickleness. How easily you have turned traitor to him who called you by the grace of Christ by embracing a variant message. It is not a minor variation, you know. It's completely other, an alien message, a no message, a lie about God. Those who are provoking this agitation among you are turning the message of Christ on its head. Let me be blunt. If one of us, even if an angel from heaven, were to preach something other than what we preached originally, let him be cursed. I said it once, I'll say it again. If anyone, regardless of reputation or credentials, preaches something other than what you received originally, let him be cursed. Do you think I speak this strongly in order to manipulate crowds, or to curry favor with God, or get popular applause? If my goal was popularity, I wouldn't bother being Christ's slave. Know this, I am most empathic here, friends. This great message I delivered to you is not mere human optimism. I didn't receive it through the traditions, and I wasn't taught it in some school. I got it straight from God, received the message directly from Jesus Christ.